KJAN Sports.
Time for sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Let's check volleyball from last night. Class 1A and 2A regional finals were held last evening. In Class 1A play, it was East Mills advancing to the state meet with a 3-0 sweep over Essex. Also, North Tama knocked out Coon Rapids Bayard in 3 straight last night. Holy Trinity Catholic beat Southeast Warren 3 in a row. Also around the state, Galen Catholic over Harris Lake Park 3-1. Janesville beat Newell Fonda in 3 straight. Tripola a 3-game sweep over Key. Starmont beat Iowa Valley in 3. And Springville 3 in a row over HLV to advance. In 2A regional finals last night, Sydney moves on to the state tournament with a 3-game sweep over Clarinda in a 2A regional final. St. Albert also moving on as they go to state with a 3-0 sweep over Woodward Granger. Trainer not so fortunate, though. Unity Christian knocked out Trainer in 3 straight. Also, it was Western Christian beating Central Lion in 3. Grundy Center over Pella Christian 3-1. Wapsie Valley a 3-1 winner over Lake Mills. Dyke New Hartford swept 3 from Bellevue. And Iowa City Regina swept 3 in a row from Wilton. Those winners move on to the state volleyball championships. O'Brien Harden has been hired as Drake's athletic director. President Marty Martin said Tuesday that Harden will replace Sandy Hatfield Club in early December. Harden, a native of Des Moines, was a deputy athletic director at Marquette. He also worked at Ball State and Notre Dame. Martin cited Harden's reputation for success and integrity in all facets of athletics administration at Division I institutions. Harden inherits a new men's basketball coach in Niko Medved, but perhaps his two biggest short-term challenges will be to oversee the Drake Relays, an international track and field meet held every April on campus, and to retain women's basketball coach Jenny Baranchik. Baranchik led the Bulldogs to a top 25 ranking last season. Well, Dodger Stadium will be hosting Game 7 of a World Series for the first time in its storied history. The Los Angeles Dodgers have stretched the Fall Classic to the limit by rallying for a 3-1 win over the Houston Astros last night. The Dodgers were baffled by Justin Verlander over the first 5 innings before surging ahead in the 6th and smacking the 24th home run of the series. Chris Taylor tied the game with an RBI double, and Corey Seager immediately followed with a sacrifice fly that put the Dodgers ahead to stay later in the 6th inning. Jock Peterson padded the Dodgers' lead with a solo blast off Joe Musgrove in the 7th. Verlander started and struck out 8 while allowing just 1 hit through 5 frames. The Dodgers' fortunes began to turn around when Austin Barnes led off the 6th with a single, and Chase Utley was hit by a pitch before Taylor's two-bagger knotted the score. Astros outfielder George Springer hit a 3rd-inning homer off Dodgers starter Rich Hill, who was lifted after allowing 4 hits while striking out 5 over 4 2/3 innings. It was Springer's 4th home run of the Fall Classic. The Dodgers' much-maligned bullpen allowed just 2 hits while tossing shutout ball over 4 1/3 innings. Tony Watson retired 1 batter in the 6th inning to pick up the victory. Kenley Jansen retired all 6 batters he faced to pick up the save 1 game after taking the loss in the Astros' 13-12 10-inning victory. It was the first loss for Verlander since he joined the Astros from the Tigers on August 31st. Yu Darvish will start for the Dodgers against Lance McCullers in Game 7 tonight. Darvish couldn't get out of the 2nd inning of Game 3 while McCullers was reached for 3 runs over 5 1/3 innings, but got the victory in the Astros' 5-3 win. The Astros have never won a World Series since entering the majors in 1962. The Dodgers are seeking their 7th championship and their first in 29 years. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz has had success against every Big Ten opponent, but Ohio State remains an exception. Ferentz coached Iowa teams have beaten the Buckeyes only once, and the teams meet for the first time in 4 years this Saturday in Kinnick Stadium. Ferentz says since he was first an assistant at Iowa in the early 80s, the Buckeyes have consistently had great talent and great coaching.
To me, they've had as good a talent as anybody, and 6 years in the NFL looking at draft boards, you know, if you go back and look at the drafts, they typically have guys high. Ohio State's had just such a high level of consistency, and that's a real credit to their entire program.
After coming up short in an upset bid against Penn State, the Hawkeyes get another chance for a signature win, and Ferentz says it will take the right mindset and a great effort by the Hawkeyes.
We don't want to go to a recruiting contest against these guys or a combine because we'll get killed, so you know, for us to have a chance at all, we have to understand that we have to really come up and play our absolute best to have a chance. And, you know, that all starts with how you think. So we got to understand that, you know, we've got to be ready to play football or, you know, it could get turned real fast.
O'Farron says the Iowa offense needs to eliminate the mistakes and penalties that have stalled drives in recent weeks.
That's the difference between a team that's in sync and a team that's not quite there yet. And it's not for a lack of trying. Our guys are working hard. They're doing a lot of good things. I think we're close in a lot of areas. But that's the race that we're running right now presently. And, you know, we just got to keep pushing as hard as we can to get up and over.
O'Farron has made no secret of his disdain for alternate uniforms, but in recent years has relented and allowed his team to wear them once a year. He was asked about his reaction to the uniform the Hawkeyes will wear on Saturday.
I couldn't sleep Saturday night. I mean, I was so excited. So excited. I know everybody's going to like them, so I said, you know, really what I hope after the game people say they really played well in those uniforms, those awesome uniforms. So, you know, I'm probably killing our recruiting effort right now, right?
You can hear more from Coach Ferentz. Hawk Talk tonight at 6:30 here on KJAN. We'll have that Ohio State-Iowa game Saturday afternoon. 12:30 pregame, 2:30 is kick time. Well, Georgia is number 2 in the Associated Press college football poll, but they're number 1 in the college football playoff rankings. The Bulldogs claimed the top spot in the first CFP rankings of the season after improving to 8-0. Georgia's one close game was at Notre Dame in September, a 20-19 victory. Unbeaten Alabama is second, followed by Notre Dame and Clemson. The Crimson Tide have scored over 40 points in 6 of their 8 games. The Irish have put together blowout wins over Michigan State, Southern California, and North Carolina State since their loss to Georgia. The Tigers are 7-1 and open their season with 6 straight wins before a 27-24 loss at Syracuse on October 13th. Oklahoma is number 5. Ohio State, Penn State, TCU, Wisconsin, and Miami are 6-10 in this week's poll. Oklahoma State is number 11. Iowa State is 15. And Michigan State is number 24 in the first poll of the year. Well, the Union for NFL Players has turned to a federal appeals court in its quest to let Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott play this Sunday. Union lawyers say Elliott's 6-game suspension over domestic violence allegations should be delayed until the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals considers the issue. League lawyers did not immediately comment. The NFL Players Association asked federal judge Catherine Polk Fala on Tuesday to suspend her Monday ruling during an appeal, but she refused, so the file was moved to the Manhattan-based appeals court. The 22-year-old Elliott was suspended in August after he had several physical confrontations in the summer of 2016 with his then-girlfriend. Iowa freshman point guard Connor McCaffrey has decided to play this season instead of redshirt. The star recruit and son of Hawkeyes coach Fran McCaffrey had planned to sit out as a freshman and play baseball for Iowa in the spring, but backup point guard Christian Williams left the program last week, leaving Iowa thin at that position. The 6'5" McCaffrey scored nearly 20 points a game in leading Iowa City West High School to the state title in 2016-17. He was ranked the nation's number 90 recruit in last year's class. And the Northern Iowa men's basketball team will play an exhibition game at Wisconsin tonight. It's another in a series of games that have been scheduled to raise money for relief efforts of hurricane and wildfires in California.
Glad that we were able to be a part of it for all the reasons. You know, one, and a number of those games have been played already, and there's been a lot of money raised. Those things have all been very positive. We look forward to being a part of that and helping raise more money, and then also to play against a team that's good every year.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says it'll be a good test for his Panthers squad as they get ready to open up their season at defending national champion North Carolina a week from Friday. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.